Sometimes winning isn't the only thing. By Telesilla, read by Helen78. By the time John pushed into Rodney, so slow and steady and easy, Rodney was sweating and shaking. His eyes were wall-to-wall pupil, and his voice was harsh. John should have felt triumphant at reducing Rodney to this before he'd really even started fucking him. But the problem was, he was all but wrecked himself. I might not win. It had seemed like it would be so damn easy when he'd impulsively made the bet. Whoever came last got to choose what they'd do on their next mandatory rest day. It had seemed even more certain when Rodney had volunteered to be the one on the bottom. John didn't really get why he'd done that. Rodney loved getting fucked. Sure, he liked fucking John too, but John's cock up his ass drove Rodney wild. It completely and utterly undid him. John had already been planning out what they'd do on their next day off as he'd grabbed the lube, only to find himself, a moment later, realizing that he'd kind of forgotten something important. Sure, Rodney went a little crazy when John fucked him, but that was nothing compared with what fucking Rodney did to John. He loved the physicality of it, the slow, slick stretch and glide as Rodney's body opened up for him. But even more than that, he loved knowing that Rodney, who didn't trust easily, trusted John to do this. Fuck, John moaned helplessly, his hips moving faster. Rodney, God, Rodney, fuck, fuck. John, oh yeah, fuck me, more, come on, John. Rodney was all but stammering, and it was John who'd done this to him, John who'd reduced Rodney McKay to near speechlessness. Yeah, John managed to get out. Doing his best to hold off, John mentally recited the list of teams who'd won the Super Bowl since its inception. But it wasn't working for him the way it usually did, because how the hell could he remember who came after the Steelers in 77 when he had Rodney spread out under him like this? Yeah, Rodney gasped. Yeah, John, fuck me. Harder. More. Oh God, please. Grabbing Rodney's hips hard enough to bruise, John pounded into him, so lost in it that it took him a moment to realize that he was talking, his words coming out in a rush. Love this. Love fucking you like this. Love feeling you around me. God, Rodney, love. John slammed into Rodney one more time and came so hard he almost passed out. He managed to keep it together, though. Managed to stay up on his hands while Rodney arched, groaned wordlessly, and came. John, Rodney mumbled, sliding his arms around John's neck to pull him down for a kiss. They were both still clumsy, and Rodney's tongue slid across John's cheek before he licked at John's lips. After a long moment, John finally pulled back a little, mumbling, "You won," against Rodney's mouth. "Yeah," Rodney said, his voice lazy and sated. "I really, really did." He kissed John again and then blinked. "Oh, you mean the bet?" "Yeah, that too." End. This has been a recording of Sometimes Winning Isn't the Only Thing by Telesilla. For more of the author's work, visit archiveofourown.org/users/Telesilla.